Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, head word wrangler and trail boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 21 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of May 16th through May 22nd in the great American Old West? May 16th, 1881. Rangers Jeff Davis Milton, J.M. Sedbury, and L.B. Wells kill rowdy cattleman W.P. Patterson for resisting an inspection of his pistol after a shooting incident near the Nip and Tuck Saloon, Colorado City, Texas. May 17, 1886. Died at 86 years in Moline, Illinois, John Deere. After his blacksmith shop failed, and with wife Demarius and nine children to feed, Deere decided to move west Illinois in 1836. He found that the old wood and iron plows, so effective in New England's light soils, were no match for heavy, dense prairie sod. Farmers lost valuable time cleaning sticky clay off their plowshares. Deere believed a properly formed blade could clean itself as it worked like a needle through cloth or a pitchfork through hay. His experiments began with repurposing old steel saw blades and paid off in 1838 when he sold three steel moldboard self-scouring plows to local farmers. By 1855, he had marketed 10,000 polished cast steel plows. Deere's design was, quote, the plow that broke the plains. As business improved following the panic of 1857, Deere left the day-to-day operations to his son Charles and began to follow his interests in civil affairs and politics. He incorporated his business as Deere & Company in 1868. May 18th, 1841, the Bidwell Bartleson Party, and this is an immigrant company now, was organized with John Bartleson elected as captain. Bartleson had refused to go with the company unless he was a captain. Ignorant of the route west to California, fortunately they were able to travel to the Rocky Mountains, where the party of Jesuit missionaries guided by Thomas F. Broken Hand Fitzpatrick, left to their own resources from Soda Springs, Idaho, to their destination in California, and having been advised by Fitzpatrick to travel south of the Snake River drainage and north of the Great Salt Lake, they entered present-day Utah and became the first immigrants with wagons to travel across northern Utah. Abandoning their wagons in eastern Nevada, they continued on to California. Had they scouted west of Lewiston, Utah, along the present alignment of the Southern Pacific Railroad, a trail could have been blazed to the head of the Humboldt River near Wells, Nevada. It is likely that the route traveled across Utah could have become the California Trail instead of the trail later established north of Wells, Nevada, through the City of Rocks, Granite Pass, and Goose Creek. They became the first immigrant party to reach Sutter's Fort. Bidwell published his diary of the trip in 1842. The trip diary of party member James John was not discovered until the 20th century and was first published in 1991. May 19, 1873, a patent for the use of copper rivets to strengthen the pockets on their cotton pants allows tailor Jacob Davis and manufacturer Levi Strauss to begin production of the product as we know it today. May 20, 1836, 9-year-old Cynthia Ann Parker, who was to become Nadua, was taken hostage by the Nakona Comanche during the Fort Parker raid. Petty Nakona, a Comanche war chief, eventually took her as his wife. They had three children, one of whom was Quanna Parker. Nadua was captured and rescued 25 years later by the Texas Rangers and returned to her white family. She recovered but few memories from her childhood. She'd become Comanche. She never adapted to her new life among the white culture. In 1870, at about age 45, she starved herself to death in grief over her daughter's death from pneumonia. Lucia St. Clair Robson's 1982 Golden Spur winning novel, Ride the Wind, tells the tale. May 21st, 1894. Doolin Gang member Arkansas Tom Jones found guilty in the murder trial over killings of three deputy marshals in the shootout at Ingalls, Oklahoma Territory in September 1893. Tom will go to prison, but he'll be pardoned in 1910. May 22nd, 1882, Doc Holliday interviewed in jail by the Denver Republican. Doc elaborates on the gunfight at the OK Corral. Mixed bag this week, riders. This is program 21 for 2020. All the material presented here is copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you. Trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.